GOP reacts to Kamala Harris, she's the de facto presidential candidate. By Hannah Blow on August 12, 2020. GOP leaders reacted to Joe Biden's D. selection of Senator Kamala Harris. DCA, as his running mate, highlighting the extreme ideology represented by the ticket and warning that she will serve as the de facto presidential candidate in the fall. Many members of the GOP pointed to Harris's record, which reveals her radical ideology. Even the nonpartisan GovTrack.us website rated the California senator further left than Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, who embraces a democratic socialist ideology and has called for a political revolution. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, DCA, pointed to Biden's embrace of radicalism, stating that Harris's record should immediately disqualify her to any moderate, steady-handed candidate. While serving as San Francisco District Attorney and California Attorney General, Harris used her office's prosecutorial powers for political purposes, McCarthy said in a statement. She led assaults against conservative nonprofits, energy companies, and parents, but not violent gang members or criminal illegal aliens. Now, she wants to turn America into San Francisco. He continued, warning that Harris will serve as the de facto presidential candidate in the fall. The pick for the 2020 Democrat vice presidential nomination is more consequential than in previous years. This individual represents the future of the Democrat Party and will be their de facto presidential candidate in the fall, McCarthy said amid mounting questions over Biden's mental fitness. According to Biden's own assessment during the primary debates, Kamala Harris is uniquely unqualified to fill that role, let alone to lead the country. I couldn't agree more, he added. Similarly, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, described Harris as an extreme leftist who embraces the radical defund police movement. Those extremist views have earned her the ranking as one of the most liberal members of the United States Senate, Scalise stated. She has yet to answer the serious accusation of blocking evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, echoed their views, concluding that Democrats have the most extreme, radical team they have ever had. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney, RY, warned that Harris would recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. And Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said this election proved that the left-wing mob is calling the shots for Biden's campaign. While this election drew backlash from Bernie brothers, other Democrats celebrated the decision. Joe Biden nailed this decision, former President Barack Obama said in a statement. By choosing Senator Kamala Harris as America's next vice president, he's underscored his own judgment and character. She was my number one draft pick. We'll see how it works out, President Donald Trump said upon the news of Biden's selection, noting the clash between Harris and Biden during the primary. She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden, Trump said. It's hard to pick someone that's so disrespectful.